Unit 14, Exercise 17. Listen to the interview and mark the statements as true or false.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we have a very special guest in our studio. A top chef, Anthony Bourdain, will take us behind the kitchen doors for a look we won't forget. Anthony, having worked as a chef for a long time and having been in restaurants on a daily basis, you must have developed perfect eating habits. Could you share some general principles that we should know of?
Well, you are surely right about my job. It did make me change my eating habits, and today I choose to live by some definite do's and don'ts. In general, good food and good eating are always risky. Every once in a while, an oyster, for instance, will make you sick. Does this mean you should stop eating oysters? No way. But you should be more careful next time you choose a place to eat out, because that's where it all begins.
It's hard to disagree with you on that, but what should we watch out for?
When you see a restaurant that's clean, with well-groomed waiters and a busy dining room, and if everyone seems to actually care about what they are doing, then chances are you are in for a good meal. But say the owner, chef, and a bored-looking waiter are sitting at a front table chatting about soccer scores, bad signs. Never eat in a restaurant with filthy bathrooms. If their floors are dirty, it means the refrigerators and workspaces. If their floors are dirty, it means the refrigerators and workspaces aren't much better. Your waiter looks like he just woke up from under a bridge. If management allows him to stand in front of you looking like that, who knows what they are doing to your shrimp?
Okay, let's say we have chosen a nice, clean, 2 or 3 star place, have been seated comfortably by the head waiter, and are now looking at the menu. Any hints on how to choose the right dishes?
Rule number 1. Be always careful with fish and seafood. Chinese and Japanese eateries often advertise discount sushi. You can as well read this sign as cheap sushi or old sushi. Doesn't sound so tempting anymore, does it? Rule number 2. Skip the fish on Monday. Unless you are dining at a 4 or 5 star restaurant, you can't imagine how old a lot of seafood is on Monday, about 4 or 5 days from the time it was purchased.
And why is that, I wonder?
I'll tell you the truth. This is how it works. Most chefs order their fish on Thursday night. They usually order a big amount of it too, as the market is closed Friday night and they are not going to get another delivery until Monday morning. They hope to sell the bulk of that fish on Friday and Saturday nights, of course. Now guess what is done with whatever is left over from the weekend? It is used up on Monday. If a piece of fish still smells okay on Monday night, you may be eating it.
I see now. And what day should we make the day for eating out, then?
Tuesday. The food that comes in on Tuesday is fresh, and the chef is well rested after a Sunday or Monday off. It's the real start of the week. The chef's got his best products coming in, and he's had a couple of days to think of creative things to do with it. He wants you to be happy on Tuesdays.
Now, let's talk about bread. I heard that the reuse of bread is a common practice. Is that true?
Well, I know that some restaurants strictly instruct their busboys to throw out all that unused bread, which by my calculations is about 50%. But when it's busy and the busboy is crumbing tables, refilling water glasses, making espresso and cappuccino, hustling dirty dishes to the dishwasher, and he sees a basket full of untouched bread, most times he's going to use it. This doesn't bother me and shouldn't surprise you. Always eat the bread. It is the one and only thing in places where people eat out that will never make you sick.
Okay, thanks a lot for your advice. I'm sure our viewers will keep in mind everything you said and will be a lot wiser when eating out.
And one more exclusive tip for your viewers. Look at your waiter's face. He knows. It's a good reason to be polite to your waiter. He could save your life, or at least your night, with a raised eyebrow or a sigh.